We're going to be talking to Siphokazi Ndudane with the Department of Fisheries in the next hour at about 10 minutes past 7 in a few moments' time about the 9-day window period that has been afforded recreational fishing people who go out and look for rock lobster on the Western Cape shores. And had an interesting conversation with a listener yesterday who invests in a boat and a license and all of that, and it's very possible that that 9-day window may not result in them being able to go out and fish. But it did highlight a very important conversation. We do live in a city where people enjoy fishing. They will go out to the ocean and they will come across all sorts of fish and other sort of sea bodies that they won't know what to do with. And I thought, let me invite somebody who can advise us what to do and not to do when we find ourselves in our situation. Dr. Bruce Mann is based at Ushaka SeaWorld and is an ORI senior scientist. Bruce, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good
morning to your listeners.
There is a SASSI list that tells us which fish are good to catch and eat, I suppose, and which one are not. But when you're going out recreationally, you do not always know what to do with that shark or ray that you catch from the ocean. What do we do?
Yeah. Okay. So there are actually quite a lot of fishermen, particularly our competitive shore anglers, who target big fish like sharks and rays. And generally what we prescribe is that we should try and release these animals and with as little harm as possible. And one of the things that we recommend is, in the case of fishing from the shore, so if you're fishing, you know, with a rod and line from the beach or from a rocky point, the first thing you've got to think about, if you're targeting sharks or rays, in other words, big heavy fish that are difficult to handle, you've got to think about where you're going to land those animals, where you're going to bring them to shore. We don't advocate using gaffs. In the past, you know, these animals were simply gaffed and dragged ashore ruthlessly, and most of those animals died. In this day and age, the aim is really to try and keep those animals alive, hurt them as little as possible, and make sure they can get back and carry on their lives, and maybe somebody else can have the enjoyment of catching one in the future. So in the case of landing a big fish on the beach, what we advocate is that you don't remove that animal from the water. The most important thing with catch and release, when you're releasing animals, is to keep them in the water. The longer they are removed from the water, the higher the chance is that they're going to die. And I always like to tell anglers, it's like making somebody run 400 meters so that you're really, really exhausted, and then pushing your head underwater and holding you there. That's what you're doing to a fish or a shark or a ray if you take it out the water. It can't breathe. The other important thing to realize is that a shark and a ray live in water, and the water is able to support the internal organs of the animal. If you take it out of the water, the gravity, there's no support from the water, and so you can injure that animal. So when you bring it ashore, try and keep it in shallow water so that there's water going across the gills. Remove your hooks as quickly as possible, and then release that animal. Obviously, in the case of potentially dangerous sharks, you know, a lot of the guys around Cape Town fish for bronze whalers. They can give you a nasty bite, as can ragged tooth sharks, as can cow sharks. So in that case, you know, you need somebody to help you and think about where you're going to land it. Bring the animal in to sort of knee-deep water so that, and then get someone to assist you to land that animal. What we advocate is actually holding it by the tail and gently, with the swells as they come, and move it backwards until you're in shallow enough water to handle the animal. Make sure that you don't get hurt from the...
Bruce, we are going to have to hold it there. Unfortunately, we're coming up for news. Dr. Bruce Mann, thank you very much for your...